Hey everybody, welcome to a bonus installment of Memes of the Week as promised. Please give this video a like or subscribe to help push it out to a new audience. Or subscribe to my Sandman 2 channel where it's actually monetized. That's on YouTube. Link is in the description. Before I get on with today's memes, here's a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the show. Number 1, meet the couple that opened their marriage to a divorced father so that they could grow emotionally and sexually together. Looks like the cuck on the right has been Tyroned. I'm sure that the new guy will grow to fill the role she has in mind, and her as well with his baseball-sized chubby custard launcher. Moving on, even if you get consent to sleep with your girlfriend or wife today, that doesn't mean she can't revoke consent 7 years later. If the so-called 30-year-old woman really is 30 in this picture, then I'm 18. What's probably even more problematic these days is that the age gap in women like this one are shaming guys for dating younger women instead of them. Number 3, we had a cuck husband in number 1, and now we have a cucked wife for number 3. This 37-year-old trad wife lets her spouse have sex with other women while she stays home, cooks, cleans, and caters to his every whim. But where are the kids? Women would rather share a winner than solely be with a loser. If she doesn't have kids, she's probably terrified that he's going to leave her to have them with somebody else. Up next, we have a woman that almost died after learning what accountability is. Women know exactly what it means, they just pretend like they don't, because of deep biologically wired fear of violence being done to them, if they take that accountability. Number 5, we have a couple at the beach. If you're wondering where the man is, she's sitting on him. The person posting this is virtue signaling, saying that fat is healthy, sexy, and empowering. Healthy for the profits of Monsanto and Cheetos, no doubt. But it's only sexy to a small number of chubby chasers out there like the one that's lodged up this woman's anus. I also got a good laugh at the woman that posted this. Her last name is Lesby. Moving on, have you guys heard the joke about the two Indians that walked into a bar before? They go by their animal totems, Lying Dog and Spread Eagle. I hope the feds don't come and arrest me for sharing this meme like they've been doing lately. Number 7, we see that women expect everything from men these days, while they believe all they have to do is provide proper bedroom fun or a discount on their lonely fans. Women say that their past choices don't matter, especially in the bedroom. But of course, men's past choices matter because he became rich from those past choices. Up next, we have a woman telling everyone that people think her boyfriend is gay because she was born a biological male. What's there to think about? We already know. She probably tinkles while standing up too. Traps are gay. Number 9, we have a fat police force. The least they could have done is get the large lasses with big asses to stand in the back to hide their shame. But if they did that, the bleachers would collapse in a fat avalanche. Well, let's look at the bright side. The fatter they are, the easier it is to evade them. No wonder those shoplifters keep getting away at Walmart so easily. At least the donut store owners will do well from this. Up next, we have a what-if scenario. Imagine what would happen if you came home and everyone you ever dated was sitting on your front porch, and you only have 3 words to tell them. How about no words and you just drive on by? Or it ain't mine and then drive on by. If I could use 4 words, I'd say get off my lawn, with my best Clint Eastwood scowl while pulling out a .357. Number 11, we see the difference between how the Russian and Chinese leaders sit versus the American and Canadian ones do. They say that real men can't cross their legs like this. Also, don't forget the effeminate way men from the West keep their hands. Did I get owned by Vang posting this picture of Al Pacino? I don't think so. Notice that he's leaning far back. If you lie down, you can easily cross your legs. Speaking of Canadian leaders, it looks like Trudeau's Canada has just legalized junior land whales riding horses in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. But don't get your horse hopes up. It only includes everything up until penetration. Number 13, we have another trad wife, mother making everything from scratch. Remember that a trad wife often becomes a trap wife. Women like this are just working hard for men to trust them. They're saying that I'm a traditional woman, and traditional women don't get divorced. It's all about perceptions, and you're not going to see the divorce coming until it's way too late. Moving on, we have the perfect example of how women make cooking complicated. I've known women that would spend all day in the kitchen and barely accomplish anything. It's the perfect form of make work. You do nothing, and then when the husband complains, you yell at him and tell him that you've been slaving over a hot stove all day, making a sandwich. Number 15, we have a bunch of women that have ruined an entire generation of teenage boys. Mind you, this is probably trad cuck propaganda to get guys away from fapping material and into the arms of women that rely on sexy time relief only to get divorced later. Up next, we have another trad cuck, but this time he's in Turkey warning young guys that if they choke the chicken, they'll find their hands pregnant. But what the hell does that even mean? Apparently, if you masturbate, you'll be forced to raise the offspring from your days as a professional jerker offer in here and now. I say just wear a condom on each finger, and that way you don't have to worry about getting those hands pregnant. Moving on is this meme about how both tall and short women are admired by all. But short men are shunted by everyone, and people always cheer them on by saying things like, have confidence, bro, and personality. The better analogy would have been between a short man and a fat woman. The 300-pound woman gets more action than a 5'3" guy. Number 18, we have a woman that says she wants her man to be vulnerable. What women really mean when they say that is, tell me all your secrets so I can blackmail you or manipulate you later. It doesn't mean crying or laugh, because no one wants to see a man cry. Not women, not dogs, not children, not men, nobody. It's repulsive. You being vulnerable is about her having control over you, not her getting cringed out by you. Up next, we see how all the La Coquishas can dish out every insult in the world to you, and you're supposed to take it. But the moment you even start thinking about using the N-word, she starts to break down. To be fair, this isn't a racist thing. It's more of a female thing. They can dish out hurtful things all day, but the moment you start doing it back to them, they lose it and cry misogyny. Number 20 is Sly Stallone being sick of wokesters and now demands no woke crap on his new movie set. But never forget that Rambo here is still for gun control. He may talk an alpha game, but he brings his beta game to the Second Amendment. I hope he's still not wearing masks on set. But being his age, I don't blame him. All it takes is one sneeze to take Stallone down. Number 21, after we saw those obese cops, I guess now we see one in action. This is why body cams are a good idea to at least sometimes protect people from police themselves, especially when they steal stuff from you. She was caught stealing on her own body cam. That's what I call a Shaniqua moment. Up next, we have another repurposing remake of a great show, The X-Files. I bet you anything it's going to get canceled after only one season, just like Willow. Of course, they'll probably keep the smoking man because he's an evil old white man. The rest will be replaced by Black Scully because gingers are always race-swapped. And Chinese Mulder, of course. To be honest, I don't care if it's race-swapped so long as the writing is good. Number 23, we have Jenna Ortega, insulting men for urinating while standing up. If that's the case, then how does she explain that the average female restroom is a lot dirtier than the men's ones? It's all projection. A woman calling all men slobs before men have a chance to call them slobs first. It's the oldest trick in the book. Funny enough, this is actually a parody. So I got you with my belated April Fool's gag. Moving on, we have a Brazilian bad boy with six wives. And they're all willing to share him, and he's going to make babies with each and every one of them. Someone should tell him that the wife on the far left has muscular arms almost as big as his. It might actually be a dude. Then again, maybe he likes it that way. Imagine the child support payments when this goes wrong. This is the future. Up next, we have another female teacher that's been spared jail time for sleeping with one of her students, because the judges deem that she's not a predator. What would she have to do to be labeled one? Get together with a 13 or 14-year-old student instead. She also embraces life as a traddie. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Number 27, my favorite one for the week, and the last one, is a guy that went out on a date, but his girl didn't actually bring any money, so he had to eat alone. Always go Dutch, especially if you're Indian. Sunny is based and probably better for it. The thing that scares me is all the women in the comment section posting that this guy is great. They say that, but wait until the same happens on one of their dates. Then they won't be saying it anymore. So that's it for this special second Memes of the Week catch-up. Remember, I make these for free, so donate to the PayPal and Subscribestar links for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.